A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off every plan. Terms and conditions apply.
Best thing that's ever happened to you financially. Go.
Easy. Sold my car on Carvana. Amazing offer.
Really? I hit 200 on the scratcher.
Did the scratcher come to your house and hand you a check?
No.
How many scratchers did you hit to get that? I hit a button on Carvana.com once.
Okay, that's fair.
It's like the lottery, except you always win.
Not like the lottery at all, actually.
Exactly. Inexplicably good. Offer's worth bragging about. Sell your car today on Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
Clock straight up! It's the Carton Show with Big Mac on a beautiful Monday afternoon in New York City. Phone number to join, 888-808-1019. We are now 4 hours away from the big trade deadline as the New York Yankees try to get themselves a right-handed bat, maybe a catcher as well, before we go into the final 2 months of the season. The New York Mets obviously getting rid of every contract they can possibly get rid of. Wait to see who is next. Weaver probably gone. Holmes probably gone. Can they get somebody for Senga? Who knows? But the focus right now is all on the New York Yankees and Brian Cashman, as the Red Sox are making acquisitions, as the Dodgers are making acquisitions, as the Phillies are making acquisitions. Everyone's doing something except for the New York Yankees. Well, and if you're a diehard Yankee fan, you got 4 hours to go. Good afternoon, Big Mac. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm very emotional right now.
You interrupted me three times.
Yeah,
in the
because there's news right now.
Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And like, I'll have time later to push back on nothing because I think right now they did acquire the best bat that's been moved at the deadline.
Okay.
Although it not
be
a great fit. You mentioned Adley Rutschman possibly going to the Red Sox after all the talk of the Yankees. Well, right now, breaking news: Jeff Passan. I'm making sure it's the right Jeff Passan. Jeff Passan. The Tampa Bay Rays are acquiring catcher Liam Hicks in a trade with the Miami Marlins.
All right.
So there's another catcher that I really liked. And I know he's left-handed. It's not a perfect fit. But there's another catcher. So Adley Rutschman and the Red Sox are connected. Liam Hicks just went to Tampa Bay. The New York Yankees have 4 hours, as you said. Four hours. And they still have it.
Yeah. How about I give them a little respect and faith?
I'm giving them respect.
Doesn't sound like
it. And I'm giving them faith.
Sounds like
they have 4 hours to acquire a catcher.
Yes.
And right now, the two teams that are behind them by 2.5 and ahead of them by 2.5 just went out and got catchers the Yankees could have used.
Okay.
So now they have 4 hours to, I guess Tyler Stevenson's the only catcher available.
He's on the Reds, right?
He's on the Reds.
Okay.
They better get someone. Uh-huh. Otherwise, this trade deadline is a disaster.
Look at you.
I'm not that big on.
You've got no faith and belief in the guy that you refuse to get fired.
I do.
Right?
First of all,
well, it doesn't sound like it.
After 23, I said he should have been fired. But no, I think Brian Cashman ultimately is. We don't have to get into the Brian Cashman.
So why are you so emotional right now?
Because they need to improve.
Yeah, but hold on. You just said they have 4 hours to go.
They do, but now two catchers are off the market.
You have total
faith.
They
need a catcher.
Okay.
I had Liam Hicks. I just sent out
the team. He was your guy?
Stevenson and Liam Hicks still available. I don't think Adley Rutschman, to be fair, Adley Rutschman is currently on the IL with a wrist injury.
Right.
For a switch hitter who has underachieved as the first overall pick, he's a solid baseball player who would help the Yankees.
But hurt.
He is not the be-all, end-all, oh my God, how did they lose out on Rutschman? I think that's fair. I think that's fair. And depending on what they're asking for, we know it will. You know, the Red Sox have still yet to declare this an official deal. So maybe they have problems with the medicals, like apparently the Yankees had problems with the medicals. Point being, I can live with Adley Rutschman going somewhere else in a mm-hmm. you know, in a silo in its own world. I could live with Tampa Bay getting Liam Hicks. But the point is, they need a catcher. So the two teams around them have already gotten catchers.
Okay.
They have 4 hours to acquire a starting catcher.
Yeah. Well, look, it doesn't sound like a guy that's all that confident in the Yankees getting it done.
Well,
it sounds like you're being a bit of a crybaby right now.
I'm not being a crybaby.
Like, wow, the Red Sox get a guy you said you don't care if you got or not because he's injured.
Correct.
Right?
Well,
the Tampa Bay Rays
get
a guy that doesn't make you moist either.
I like him.
All right.
I like him better than Rutschman. He's a really good hitter. He's just not, he's left-handed.
All right. You want a right-handed catcher, obviously.
I'd like a catcher.
Okay.
They need a starting catcher.
The power hitter they just brought in over the weekend's a lefty.
He's arguably, and he plays DH and catcher. DH and first base, which is where they're already loaded. But he is right now arguably the best hitter to be traded at the deadline.
Well, not based on average, based on power.
Based on everything.
Slugging percentage.
Based on everything.
No, the Phillies just got a guy batting 330.
Yeah,
so you can't tell me a guy that's batting under 300 is a better hitter than a guy batting 330. You can't make that argument.
Why not?
He's a better power hitter.
He's
a
better everything hitter.
No, he's not.
Not a better average
hitter.
He's
batting 330.
Check the OPSs. Check the RBIs. Check, like, he's hitting 330.
Yeah. Which means he's a better hitter than the other guy.
That's not how hitting works.
Of course it's how it works.
It's not 1970.
If I'm batting 330 and you're batting 270, who's a better hitter?
And if I have 20 home runs and you have four.
Right. You're a better power hitter.
No, the hitter.
I get on base more.
Average hitter. Just hitter.
I get on base more.
Not really. Not that much more.
Around the bases more.
They don't get on the. He doesn't walk. Neither of them walk. I would argue to say that Luis.
Yeah.
I would
not the best defensive player either.
That Luis Garcia is the best hitter overall, moved at the deadline so far. That's not enough. Even if I say that, I agree with that. He's still not a great fit. I don't care about that. If we're going to break down the Garcia thing.
You'll figure out a way to get him in.
I'll figure out a way.
Your DH
right now,
if nothing
they
else.
Can't score a run.
Right.
They're the worst offense in the sport, bar none.
For 2 months
they
now.
They are the worst offense in the sport. They need bats. That's arguably the best bat that's been moved at the trade deadline. You want to argue Luis Arraez, fine. Should the Yankees have been on Luis Arraez?
They probably
were. Should have. They ended up not getting him. Garcia's a legitimate bat who's going to help them.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say, "We're really doing this." But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Been a while? Jump back into Chumba Casino. Enjoy new games every week and your daily login bonus. Log in today to keep the fun going. Chumba Casino, where the fun never stops. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs. 21 plus.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love. Or the trends everyone's obsessing over. Or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today.
DSW, let us surprise you.
They need a catcher more than anything.
Can I raise my
else.
Hand and ask you a question?
Yes.
Because you're very, very emotional right now. Like,
I'm
you're sweating right now.
Well,
you're
saying.
Upset right now. You got
Liam
4 hours
going to
go.
Tampa Bay now, and Adley Rutschman going to Boston, which isn't done just yet. Those are two catchers, the Yankees.
And two teams you're competing against for placement in the postseason.
Right.
But I'm going to ask the obvious question. Because I obviously agree with you. If you could get a right-handed catcher, but just get a catcher, obviously, who can get on base somewhat. That's a major upgrade for the New York Yankees.
Yes.
I keep hearing, and you and I talked about this back in March, that the New York Yankees tell anybody that wants to listen that if we played him every day at catcher, Ben Rice is a top-flight catcher in Major League Baseball. They've said that.
They've said he has the ability
okay,
to be
so
a
here's
good
my question. Why are we desperately looking for a catcher when apparently you've got a guy on the roster who could just become your catcher today?
Well, they're not going to do that.
But I'm saying
that. And I don't know if you can expect him to do it now.
Searching for something you might have.
He hasn't caught all year.
I know that. I know that.
If they, but, I mean, we live in reality. If they would have done it from the beginning of the season and said, Ben Rice is a catcher for us once a week just so we can keep him as a catcher
right.
in case something like
Garcia
this happens.
Garcia plays first, right?
Garcia plays first. There Ben Rice becomes your catcher. All problem solved.
I just figured it out for you.
They're not going to do it. He's too important to them offensively. They worry about the toll it takes on the body. He's not a great defensive catcher, but you could live with him as a defensive catcher. But that ship has sailed.
Seemingly.
It's sailed right now.
Yeah.
If they handled it differently throughout the entire season, that could be an option. It's not one right
you,
now.
Let me ask you this question. I will take all your calls throughout today. Obviously, we're on the air through the trade deadline, which is 6 o'clock today.
Tampa Bay acquires catcher Liam Hicks in a trade from the Miami Marlins.
So Tampa Bay's not looking... Tampa Bay's looking to win a World Series.
Yeah.
Tampa Bay's saying, well, we're in first place. We're looking to win a World Series.
They didn't go out and get Scooble. They allowed the Dodgers to do that. But they did go get Peralta. And now they've added Liam Hicks. And Rutschman is probably going to the Red Sox. And again, like I said, in a vacuum... Not getting...
You said in a silo.
I know, I did before. I think it works the same way.
No, it doesn't work at all
that
way.
It's in its own
thing.
There's
other things in a silo. Like you, but good. I thought strange.
There's other things in the vacuum.
I think what happened was your emotions got the best of you, and you were searching for vacuum, and you came up with silo, and I just let
in
it go.
In a silo, it works.
Yeah, sure.
It's a silo, right?
if you want it to work.
Silo is kind of a thing in its own.
It's a thing.
It's an enclosed area.
Never heard that used in that matter before.
That's how I used it.
But I know you used it.
Okay.
I let it go.
Did you?
Because you're on a roll.
You didn't let it go.
Yeah.
You're bringing it up now. But in a vacuum,
there you go.
I am not entirely furious that Rutschman hasn't been signed by the Yankees, right?
Okay.
I don't think he's all that great. I think he's an upgrade. Clearly, almost anybody would be. But it's not that big a deal. There's other options. But now, and Liam Hicks, same thing. If Liam Hicks went somewhere else or to the Rays, like, okay, it sucks. But when both go... And now, like, the options are dwindling, and the rest of Major League Baseball knows the Yankees are in desperate mode for a catcher. Up come the prices. Like, and will Cashman be willing to pay the higher prices now for a catcher that you might have been able to get for lesser 5 hours ago? Now, all of a sudden, you're paying a steeper price.
I'm not sure of it. I mean, everyone knows the Yankees are in need of a catcher, so I'm not sure how much it changes what the Yankees have to give up.
But the options are going away.
But the fact that there's fewer guys left, so if you use a Stevenson from Cincinnati or anybody else out there.
Are going away. Yeah. The catcher is going away. They still have 4 hours, and they acquired arguably the best bat.
Okay, here's my question for you.
It's not good enough.
Here's my question.
Yeah.
It's a two-part question with 37 subsections. Back to school. Here we go.
Okay.
Question number one.
Question number one.
I want these immediate answers, okay?
Okay.
Do you have faith in the Yankees to get it done in the next 4 hours?
Yes.
You do?
Well, get something, yes.
Do you have faith that the Yankees will do something that meets your approval in the next 4 hours?
Minimal faith.
Minimal faith.
Yes.
That fascinates me.
Minimal faith.
For a team that for 25 years has not had a losing record and has made the playoffs every year but one.
It's about what's available.
And for a guy that you are very supportive of, and I am too, Brian Cashman, you have limited faith that a guy that has done the job better than virtually every other GM in baseball for a quarter of a century, you have limited faith that he's going to get something done in the next 4 hours
that meets
your approval.
Yeah.
He's going to get there's other deals coming. I think we have to assume that.
But do they
meet your approval? You think limited faith.
Well, unless.
Not a lot of faith.
Yeah. I mean, they need multiple things.
I'm just asking if you think at 6 o'clock, because I'm staying at 6:05 today.
Are you really?
I want to see you react to the Yankees, whatever it is that they do. And I want to see it in real time for myself.
I'm not in panic mode yet.
Okay.
I have to admit. Reading that tweet that Liam Hicks went to the Rays just as the show started kind of set me off in a different path than where I might have gone if that didn't happen right before the show started. So I'm frustrated with that. Like, look, do I have faith they're going to do something? They have to. Like, he has to. I think we all know he has to get a catcher. He probably has to get another reliever. They have to go do that. But it's getting to the point now, 4 hours left.
It's a lot of time.
A lot of the targets are getting off the board. Like, we'll see what they pull out. I'm confident.
You sound panicked.
I got pissed off that happened right as the show started.
Yeah, you sounded panicked at the start of the show.
I like Liam Hicks, and I was hopeful the Yankees could get him.
Okay.
And so now
so you're
pissed.
A little pissed.
Now it's two
more pissed than panicked.
I don't think Jeffress is available now with the Twins.
Okay.
I don't think that Hunter Goodman is available to Colorado Rockies. You're talking about Tyler Stevenson. That's it.
Right.
Like, I don't know of another
255
catcher.
Hitter.
I mean, we'll find out. Yeah. I mean, pretty much the same numbers as Adley Rutschman. If we're being fair, you look at it. Like, Adley Rutschman's the better defensive catcher. Adley Rutschman's the bigger name. Adley Rutschman's a switch hitter. Adley Rutschman's a better overall player. But by how much better, I don't know. So if you told me you get Tyler Stevenson as opposed to Adley Rutschman and it costs you much less in the, you know, the chip department, I'm okay with that.
Okay.
Like, I'll live with that.
Well, we're here till 6
here
o'clock.
I'll live with it. Now, but now they have to go get this one player. Yeah. Now they have to go get him.
My gut is that they're probably already talking to that one player and his reps and the Cincinnati Reds.
So,
but we'll see how it plays itself out. I am disappointed in you today, though.
Yeah.
Because I thought for today, with all your shilliness on display,
see,
that you would have come in Yankee gear on, Yankee hat on.
There's a misconception.
No Yankee stuff at all.
No, I'm not going to wear Yankee stuff.
It seems to me that today would be the day to wear it.
I have mainly sweatshirts. I'm a winter Yankee guy.
Got it.
I don't have a lot of Yankee t-shirts and button-downs that are suitable for summer.
Okay.
Here's the thing, though. Right, my overall before the show started, my plan was to say, "Calm down, Yankee fans, calm down."
And now
I think we're panicked. We have 4 hours. They have to get a catcher. They have to get a reliever. They did address the offense, and again, I will say this: maybe Yankee fans will push back. So far, of all of the bats moved, you can argue the Yankees got the best offensive player that's been traded so far. Like, that's how good this kid is. He's having an incredible season.
Mm-hmm.
They have him under control for next year. He's leading the National League in slugging percentage.
Right.
They didn't just get a minor upgrade here or, like, hey, at least it's not McMahon or at least it's not Volpe. They got legitimately one of the better bats in the National League.
Sure.
So it's a good, solid move. But they have to get a catcher. They were close on Rutschman. It feels like the Red Sox are going to beat him out. Hicks was another guy that, out of nowhere over the last couple days, has been made available. He's having a great offensive season. Yes, he's left-handed, but now the Rays got him. So inside the division, the team they're chasing and the team that's chasing them, who just swept the Dodgers in LA this weekend.
That's right.
Now
the Red Sox
about to acquire a big-time catcher. Tampa Bay's acquired a big-time catcher. The Yankees have to make moves. I'm confident something will happen. I don't know how confident I am that I'll be thrilled with it, but so far, it's not panic time yet. But that tweet, that acknowledgement that the Tampa Bay Rays went out
set
and got a catcher,
off.
Set me off in a
all
slightly
right, well,
different
Big
direction.
Mac is set off. You're a diehard Yankee fan. Get your take throughout the afternoon, of course. Your belief in the Yankees to do something that makes you happy and getting them into a position where they can try to overtake the Rays and win the division or at least get the number one wild card spot. But interesting stuff. We'll be here for it. As things break today, you know that we've got you covered. It's a lot of baseball today. We'll obviously deal with the Mets as they start selling off their pieces throughout the day as well. You could imagine probably three more guys, if not more, wind up walking out of Queens today as well. 888-808-1019. As football news comes across, we'll bring you that as well. But we're just getting started on a Monday afternoon, trade deadline day, exclusively on
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.